Jens Søring received two life sentences for the brutal murder of Derek and Nancy Haysom in 1985. His lover, Elizabeth Haysom, got 90 years for serving as an accessory to the crime. The case got new attention late last year when Governor Terry McAuliffe announced he would not send Søring back to his homeland as requested by international treaty. Reporters are not allowed to record inside the Buckingham Correctional Center, so we spoke with Søring by phone.
I found out about it when my cellmate saw it on television and told me about it, and I was shocked.
Shocked because McAuliffe's fellow Democrat, Tim Kaine, had signed off on a Justice Department request to return Søring to Germany. Steve Rosenfield is a Charlottesville attorney who represents Søring.
Tim Kaine spent 9 months investigating Jens Søring's consideration for transfer to Germany. Governor McDonnell, who had done absolutely no work at all, wrote to Eric Holder saying that he rescinded Tim Kaine's authorization.
Republicans have used the Søring case for years to rally law and order voters. Delegate Rob Bell recently jumped on the issue as he began a campaign to become the state's attorney general.
He has used his connections through Germany. I've never met his family, but I gather they're very important people in a foreign country. He's used this law that none of us had ever heard of to try to get himself removed from Virginia, placed in Germany, where there's every reason to understand he'll be promptly released.
At the time of his trial, Søring was the son of a German diplomat. But former Deputy Attorney General Gail Marshall, who represented Søring on appeal, says her client was not rich and his dad was not especially important.
We should get the record straight on that. His father was a lifelong mid-level government employee. He never had a high diplomatic post. When he was in the United States, he was never posted to the embassy. He was posted to consulates in Atlanta and Detroit.
Bell also contends Søring had a dream team of attorneys. But Søring says his first lawyer was hired by his father, came from Michigan, didn't know Virginia law, and is no longer allowed to practice.
My trial lawyer was disbarred for stealing money from me and from other people. And at his disciplinary hearing, the Bar Association accepted his defense that he had been suffering from a mental disability.
Søring does have powerful supporters in Germany. Angela Merkel reportedly asked President Obama to send him home. And many members of that country's legislature have written to Governor McAuliffe on Søring's behalf. But the governor isn't sending Søring anywhere.
You know, he was properly tried. He was convicted. He confessed to the crime. His girlfriend corroborated that. The crime was committed here in the Commonwealth, and he will stay here in the Commonwealth.
What McAuliffe may not know is that two English psychiatrists said Elizabeth was borderline schizophrenic and a pathological liar, a diagnosis supported by at least one relative. Critics note Jens was questioned by police for 16 hours without an attorney, and the judge in his trial was a friend of the Haysom family. This week, the governor left on a trade mission to the UK and Europe, where he hopes to sell Virginia as a smart, progressive place to do business. Later this year, as the film is broadcast there, viewers will see a very different state. I'm Sandy Houseman.